I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love that.
Hey everybody, welcome to a very special episode of Neighborhood Radio, St. Patrick's Day edition. Yeah, party! Yeah, nice, right? Cool. All right, play that intro music. Okay. Yeah, so we're just, we're here at Pub... Is Pub McPubbies sports
Pubby
bar.
McPubbins, Michael. Pubby McPubbins.
Pubby McPubbins sports bar, bar and grill.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. So we're here hanging out, you know, like the neighborhood's all here. We're a bunch
yeah,
of people.
Dude.
Yeah. We're just having a time. I mean, there's like some festivities going on. Like everybody's been. Aside from the children, maybe some of the children, most of us have been drinking, so it's gonna get a little spicy.
Red Bull all night, bitch. All right, so I'm just gonna say, Michael, I don't know how Brad got in. I'm pretty sure he's 18, but at the same time, I'm gonna let him live his best life. You know, I'm not here to party poop, but my main concern here is I want Tiffany to find a new hubby. You know, she's been loading her whole life up on QVC, and I think there's more out there for her. We just gotta show it to her. What do you think?
I had no idea she was here.
All right, well, we drove together, so I don't know. I mean, I guess you did have a bag over your head. I thought you were just being playful and erotic somehow. I don't know. I didn't know what the deal
was. I was asleep, and then I woke up in the car with a bag over my head, and I screamed most of the way here until...
To be fair, you're right. Tiffany did put the bag on your head while you were sleeping in your bedroom. We just crawled in the window. We thought it'd be fun. You know, we're just trying to, like, live a little. Crack the window. You know, grease it up, squirm in, you know, go just get our little worm bodies through that orifice and put a bag on your head, you know, and do a little take-in scene. We thought, you know, I thought it was like some good bonding, but
I think it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm just glad you guys grabbed my recording equipment. You know how important that is to me.
Well, yeah, you did. excuse me. Sorry. I've got a butterfly in my throat. There was a butterfly outside, and I was talking earlier, and a butterfly threw my throat, and it stuck there. It's living in my throat. But
jeez.
Well, when we found you sleeping in your bedroom, you had a little post-it across your chest that said, "If I am to be taken tonight, please make sure my recording equipment is right. Make sure it comes with me, for it's all I have. Please remember, stav." I didn't know what that meant, but we just thought,
the last part gets like a lot scribbly, and
the
cool thing about that is I haven't written one of those, but I wake up with one on my chest every morning, right?
Wow.
Like, it's real handy. I don't know who's doing it. It kind of scares me. I lock all my doors. I bought new locks, usually do every week. Kyle keeps getting in, so
Well, Kyle's got he's got a mechanist mind. It's like a beautiful mind, but for robots. Or I don't quite understand his origin
something
story.
Like that, yeah. I mean, it doesn't help that, like, I don't know about you guys, but like the vents in my house are like perfectly street urchin size. Like they're very mm-hmm. large. Like you could fit a dog in there, no problem. And it could just crawl around. So I assume that's part of the problem.
The funny thing, now that you say that, Michael, about my mansion is that, you know, when we first moved in, all of the vents were rectangular, you know, just like what you would see on like a normal architectural map, a blueprint, right? And then after a couple of years, I remember there was a guinea pig that I think Jingle had that got lost. It was following a trail of lettuce. Derek had gotten really upset and thrown my salad across the room, and little iceberg lettuce bits just flew out in all directions. Anyway, it made a very unintentional map of a schematic of the house, really. And the guinea pig was following it. And so we found him. But when we found him, he was in the ventilation system. But the vents were no longer rectangular. They were truly a small English boy, like sized, inconsistent sort of scrambling. Like you could tell, like, you know, move your hips to the right, move your hips to the left. It was very, it was strange to say the least.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Brad, over here.
What?
Hey, I want to talk. Can we talk to you about vents?
What, Dad? What do you want to talk about? Dude, yeah, hello.
Have you ever, like, do you have vents that you could climb through in your house?
What's a vent, dude?
Okay, never mind.
Brad.
All right, dude. Okay. Later.
Honestly, I love him. I think
he's beautiful. I just don't think there's a lot going on.
No, he's like a wild horse that's really just focused on sniffing his, I don't know, his own tail the whole night. It's fine. Let's just let him go into the corner.
Guys, what are you talking about?
I'm going to go get Tiffany. Another drink. I'll be back. You guys talk, though. You guys talk. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. I'll see you. I'll see you later, maybe. Oh, my God.
Tiffany, lovely lady of the hour. Oh, oh, oh.
What? What do you mean I'm the lady of the hour? What does that mean?
All right. So, Tiffany, I don't know if I was clear or, you know, I was actually trying to be a little quiet about it, but I think tonight might be a good night for you to meet a new partner. What do you think about that?
Oh my god. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, am I ready? Like, do I look okay? Like, do I sound okay? Like, I don't even know. Oh my god.
Well, I think you're ready in the sense that you have really gone deep down the QVC sewer mines, right? I think you should get out of that a little bit. Get your head in the game of love.
It's my job.
It's your job, Tiffany, but it doesn't sound like you're actually making money off of it. Like, I think you're getting some. I hear you, girl. But mostly you're just trying to sell me, like, vibrating lampshades, and I can't do a lot with that. So let's open your life up to maybe like a real source of income, whether it's someone who just, like, I don't know, buys everything for you or dies quickly and leaves his will to you. You know, I've actually been talking to Gerald. He seems to know a lot about wills. For a 7-year-old, it's pretty impressive. But what do you think about dating?
I mean, I'm a little nervous, but, like, I'm open to anything all the time. So, I mean, I guess, well, let's see what happens.
All right. So, okay.
Okay.
I did have this in mind when I took you to Pubby Pubbinkins. And so now that I see you in the pub light, okay, so your lips on point. Your eyes.
Thank you.
I think, okay, I'm just going to take a little bit of this Cheeto dust. I bought a bag of Cheetos. I'm just going to rub it on top of each of your eyelids just to give you that, like, alluring scent of cheese-flavored mist. That's something the boys go loco for, and I can really speak to that because I spent a good amount of time in Southern America, whatever that means to you. So, trust me.
Okay,
trust me.
Just do it. Okay.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Oh, it tickles.
Good, girl. Yeah. Feel it.
Oh, my God, it burns.
No, feel it.
God,
that's
it
good.
Burns.
It'll,
oh, my God.
It'll make your eyes red, and that will make you some sort of like a doe, like a young deer just looking in the headlights, like, of love. So you're good.
Okay. It's wearing off.
Okay. Well, now, Tiffany, while you're, you know, you're in a state of like, of looking for clarity, right? You're trying to make the eyes, you know, clear up and so you can find love. Here, you talk to the bartender, give whatever you want to a drink. I'm going to take a ring around the bar. I'm going to see what eligible bachelors we have, okay? Take your time.
You want to talk to the bartender?
Please, just take your time. I'm going to head out. Just take your time. I'm going to be talking to people, okay? Just calm down, collect yourself, think about your values, and we'll go from there. Okay, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, hurry back.
Okay, here I go. Michael, follow me with this, with your recording equipment. I need to capture all of these eligible bachelors. Michael, focus.
What? Oh, you want me to, okay, all right, sorry. I went and I got another beer. I didn't even really drink the
That's
first.
Fine.
Okay, what are we doing? I'm right with you. I'm here. Okay.
Okay. We're going to go around the bar and collect eligible bachelors for Tiffany. We need her to get on a different train so that she can actually finally be a functional member of society. Okay? Okay?
Do you want me to get the sack?
I don't know what the sack means, but yes, bring it.
The one that was on my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, potentially. We might need that. If we find someone hideous but with a personality perfect for her, we will definitely need it.
Okay.
Okay, but your number one priority is follow me as I interview people, okay?
Yeah. On it. Following.
So.
Now.
Thank you. All right. So, just for posterity, my name is Clara Isildur, and I am here at Puppy McPubbinkins interviewing potential mates for Tiffany, okay? And, all right, okay, I see someone over there. She looks like a plaid button down, a knit vest, maybe some sort of intelligent man. I don't really know. We'll interview. Okay, Michael, you're good? Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Hi, my name is Clara. How are you tonight? I've got a friend looking for a date. How can I? What's your name? Who are you? Talk to me a little.
Oh, you scared me.
Oh, my apologies, sir. It's a bar. I'm just trying to meet people. How are you?
I'm good. I just startle easily.
Oh, well, I'm truly sorry. Can I get a name?
Jessel Toll.
Jessel Toll. So nice to meet you.
Yes.
And Jessel, I noticed no ring on the left finger, left hand, middle ring finger on the left hand. So I'm all thumbs myself.
Yes.
Are you single?
I am.
All right, some hesitation.
My wife died.
Oh, a dead woman.
Oh, wow.
Michael, yes. Please.
Sorry.
Yesterday.
Sorry to hear that, sir.
Yesterday. All right.
Yesterday.
Casual question.
Yes.
I was going to ask this no matter what. Are you interested in finding a new love? Please be honest.
Sure.
Oh. Excellent. Sure. Please stay where you are, and if you see me do a sign that says rock on, please come to my hand signal. Please.
Okay.
Stay
I'm
there.
I'm up for anything.
Oh, we got a live one, Michael. Got a live one.
Yeah. Let's step away for a second. This guy creeps me out. His wife died yesterday, and he's ready to go? Like, he's ready to go for it.
But I mean, how many times have you met people who are done with the relationships they're in already, you know? Maybe it was meant to be. Who are we to deny Tiffany of a soulmate, you know?
Honestly, he seems Tiffany level, so yeah, I'm right there with you.
That's truly my main concern. I think you're right. He's not the one, but I don't think Tiffany needs the one. I think she just needs someone. So let's take what we can get. Let's just truly, if I could give her 10 pounds of hot rice, I would. But I can't guarantee
heat. I can get some at the store. Okay.
It will last 2 minutes, and that woman needs at least 20 minutes of hot rice. That's something I do know.
Okay. You're right.
All right.
All right. I guess let's look for somebody else.
We'll just keep going. We'll keep going. Okay.
Yeah. What about that guy over there?
Oh, the guy in the janitor costume. I don't want to say janitor costume. He looks good in it for his age, but
he might just be a janitor. It might not be a costume. It might just be that's his job and he's here after. I mean, I'm just saying, I like his style though, like completely bald. Like
he's owning it for sure. Let's waddle over. Let's waddle over. Okay. Follow me, Mike. Follow me.
Do we have to walk like this? You're not waddling. Please. Why am I the only one waddling?
I'm waddling. You just have wider hips than me. Just waddle.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Hello, sir. How are you tonight? Hello. Yes. Thank you. Hello. Yes. How are you? My name is Clara. I'm looking for single men. How are you? What's your deal? This might seem very forward, but I'm actually interviewing people at the bar for a potential dating match. How do you feel? Who are you? Describe yourself.
Yes, my name is Frankie Jumpums. I'm I'm a retired janitor/librarian. I would love some love.
When did you retire? Yes.
Our sound and camera guy, Michael, would love to know, when did you retire, Frankie?
Tonight.
Yesterday. Okay.
All right. Well, it sounds like you should really celebrate tonight. How do you feel about a strong woman looking for love with a son who's becoming a man? How do you feel?
I want to be a dad. And I feel like
How do you feel, dude?
I feel like I should be a dad.
That's great, Frankie. Thank you so much. You know, we'll get back to you, okay? Sorry, my middle American roots are coming out. My mom's from Minnesota. Frankie, thank you, Michael. Now is not the time to finish bets, okay? Frankie Jumpums. I'll be in touch, okay? I've got to make another lap around the bar, but if you see me do a rock on symbol, just waddle on over. Oh God, my accent. Just come on over, and we'll include you in the dating game, okay? If you want to find love tonight after your retirement, we'll find you the right woman, and you can just join on in. All right, we'll be right back.
That guy's gonna fucking kill Tiffany.
What? You mean like violently or like in a lovely way?
No, like you see this sack that we have that you put over my head? He would put all of her in this. Like that's that guy. I don't like to judge people, but like he creeps me out more than Jimmy does.
Frankie Jumpums? I thought he was a good guy. No?
No, he looks like the Kingpin from the Spider-Man comics.
Kingpin? He's like he's a bald white man in a janitor's
outfit.
That's what
the Kingpin looks like, except with a suit. No. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, we'll find out who he is. Listen, I'm going to set up basically a dating game for Tiffany. Oh, God, I'm getting Barbara's accent. So, honestly, when I drink a little, I just get a little streetwise. I don't know what it is. But
it happens to the best of us.
It's about to happen to you, Michael. I can tell. You've got this little accent coming. I know it's coming. Oh, I'll see you in the streets of Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got it. Are we Britain? Right?
Is Kyle here? Is that Kyle?
It's me, Kyle. Is that a good accent?
It was as Kyle was here himself in his own angelic small gentleman form.
Hey, don't tell Kyle about this. He'll cut me.
No, he will. He will. Yeah. So this is my plan. We need to find one more person, and then after that, I basically want to present all these gentlemen to Tiffany. We need to get her to find love, to move on, to not rely on QVC so much. And then we'll just...
She needs it. She's over there trying to make out with a bartender right now.
She needs something, Michael. And so if we can provide her with a new opportunity, I think there's a real chance that we could get her all off our backs a little bit. Wouldn't you like to drink a little less sand margaritas? Or, I mean, maybe
you know
for
I love
you.
The sand. I like the sand margaritas. We've been over this, but I would appreciate it if I didn't have to keep feeling obligated to buy them because I feel bad for her.
Michael, like, I just don't get it. Like, do you go to the beach and just, like, lick sand off the ground? Like, I don't get it.
Well, people have different favorite flavor ice creams, right? It's just taste. People like different things. It's okay.
No, it's not just taste. It's not just like, do you want gravy or applesauce or cement? Like, it's not like that. Okay, Michael, it's not just, do you want Kool-Aid or soda pop or literally a vat full of spit? Like, this is just insane. The fact that you like sand.
My body processes it fine. I just can't poop for 2 days, and that's okay. I can live with that.
Is it
worth it for that flavor? Yeah, the texture. I just like the texture.
All right. Well, you know, I'll judge a little less, and I'll just try harder for Tiffany a little more. That's how I'm going to deal with this, okay? Because the less amount of sand margaritas she can sell you, the less I have to hear about you eating sand margaritas. So this is how I'll self-medicate.
Yeah, it feels like you're still judging, but that's fine. Let's just find a third.
Oh, I am. Okay, let's go around. Let's go around.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not a lot of...
Okay, he's too hairy. What? Yeah.
That guy has a lot of rings on his left hand.
That's a lot of ring. On one finger, too. That's on his...
Yeah,
that's not okay.
Just the ring finger.
It's the ring finger. It's got seven rings on it. I don't know if they all know about that. Maybe that's their agreement.
Let's try this. Sir. Excuse me, sir. Is that mustache real?
Yeah.
Okay, no, not him.
Okay, not him. Not him. Okay, what do you think about this guy playing darts by himself, but he's both teams?
Okay.
Well, he's got six bandanas around the neck. I don't know about that.
Yeah, and is he wearing shorts?
He's wearing shorts.
T-shirt or... Because it's hard to tell if he's wearing anything down there because it's just a really long t-shirt.
It's a really long t-shirt, but he's got shorts over it. So you can see that the long t-shirt goes underneath the shorts and past his knees, but it really rides up. His shorts ride up the shirt in the middle because the t-shirt goes past his... It doesn't make any sense. This guy's... His fashion sense
is... Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's too much. Okay.
Maybe we should ask Brad if he knows a good... Like his mom's type.
Okay, I actually thought you meant let's ask Brad to date his own mother, Tiffany.
No, Michael, but Brad might have an idea.
Michael, I don't know where you moved from. I don't know what's normal there. I don't, what is it, Finland? Where'd you even come from? What's your origin story?
Just the Northeast. Just the Northeast, the general Northeast area.
Well, the general, okay. Clearly you don't want to talk about it.
Listen,
you
I'm a mysterious figure. I'm holding on to that as long as I can, but I'm not suggesting incest between Brad and Tiffany.
I just need you to be explicit because I know you enough to know that you won't harm me, but I don't know you enough to know what your sexual intentions are, and which is not my business, okay? It's Derek's business for sure. So you should subscribe. Like and subscribe to Kinkler because I might lose my house. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
I have.
You have? Oh, what a pal.
You ask me every week.
I need your support.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't even understand how to use this app.
Okay, Brad? Michael.
What?
Brad, come here. Come here, Brad.
What?
Brad.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
Brad.
What?
What kind of men are your mom into?
Wait.
What?
Did you shave your mustache, dude?
I trimmed it a little bit. It's
looks sick, dude. I can't wait till I can grow hair on my face like that, dude.
You'll get there.
Yeah,
right?
It'll happen. Yeah, it'll get there.
I freaking can't wait.
There's like a little bit happening.
Brad, can I ask you
stubble?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, when your mother...
if you want to show me your tits, that's cool.
All right, Brad. What? I'll pretend you never said that. But if you say that again, I'll close your larynx so you can never talk again, okay? I do mean that professionally.
Sorry, ma'am.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I just want you to know how serious that is. Okay.
But didn't he ask you that before and you were kind of, for it?
Listen, I don't remember that. I was in a different bar at the time. I'm not sure what was going on. Listen,
all right, sorry.
Brad, I am a woman. Yeah. Hear me roar.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay, whatever.
Kind of movies. Okay, the times that you've seen your mother, Tiffany, cry slash become very, maybe her eyebrows started to wiggle a lot because she was interested. What kind of character was she watching? Someone adventurous? Someone lively? What did they look like? If you could have a new dad, what would they look like and what would your mom want?
What's your favorite flavor, dad?
She really likes watching the Saw and the Hostel movies.
Okay.
Okay,
Frankie,
so someone
might be the pick.
Someone fucked up. Okay.
Yeah, she like puts them on and like get sad when the main characters, like the bad dudes, die.
The bad guys?
She gets, when the bad guys like die and stuff, so, like, she gets like really sad about it.
Like the Jigsaw Killer? Like when the Jigsaw Killer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who plays the Jigsaw Killer?
I think it's a puppet.
Tobin Bell.
You are on top of that, dude. Yeah, wait, is she into the puppet or the guy?
Yeah, which is it? She's kind of got a Miss Piggy voice. So does she need a Kermit? Like, what is this?
I think she's just like into dudes that are like dudes, you know?
She like older men?
I don't know. I don't like talk to my mom.
Because we have a Tobin Bell looking guy.
So, Brad, if you could
know
have...
that she really gets sad when the main characters, like the bad guys, die and things.
Okay. So... Brad, I've got to ask you, if you could have any father type, who would you love to be your own leader? What kind of father would you like?
Like if you worked at Domino's or Pizza Hut and you could like get us free food, that would be cool.
Okay. Is that your only condition, Brad? Is someone who works around pizzas?
Well... I guess, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to pigeonhole myself into just pizza.
So, like, maybe a Taco Bell or...
Dude, this... if he freaking works at Taco Bell and, like, can get his Crunchwraps, dude, like, that would be so freaking cool, man. I don't care, like, if he works at a Chinese food place or, like, Subway. Like, I don't really care, but if he could, like, bring us home food at the end of the day, that would be dope.
They need to bring leftovers. Is that the idea? Yeah. Okay, Brad, can you tell me true? Is Tiffany starving you? Like, is she not making enough money to bring home actual food to the homestead? Is that what's happening? Are you hungry?
Well, I mean, dude, like, I'm always hungry. I'm like a growing boy. Mm. I just eat a lot of pizza rolls. I eat a lot of frozen food.
Vegetables. Like
frozen burritos. Mm. Ew, dude. Who the frick eats freaking vegetables, dude? That's like so nasty.
Michael, gross. Yeah. Gross.
So gross, dude. I like, eat burritos from 7-Eleven every day.
Michael, No. Oh. I'll eat clovers from the yard or I'll eat old grease from last night's dinner. It's not, there's no in between. Vegetables are not okay in this neighborhood.
Is that like you will just eat those things normally or those are like things you would eat before you would eat vegetables?
Both. It is okay. Normal and I do eat them before vegetables. I will eat cabbages from the community garden. Anything from the community garden I'll eat, but only because I trust Kyle and his outsourcing of important nutrients. Other than that, nothing. Nothing.
I was going to say, Southern Jim has, like, grown some, like, his tomatoes are amazing. And Kyle is, like, surprisingly, like, he knows how to run a garden. That thing is, like, I've had those cabbages.
He's assertive.
Can I leave? Like, are we done?
Brad, it's fine. Go. Leave. Just leave. It's fine. Leave.
All right. Bye, idiots. Right, bye. Dude.
See, Brad. We didn't get anything out of that except for Tobin Bell.
We basically just need, for Brad's sake, we need someone who can buy food. So I hope that anyone could help Tiffany buy food. So we have Frankie Jumpums. Who was the other guy? It was Gerald? What was it? We had the creepy guy, the first creepy guy.
Gerald Toll?
Jessel.
Jessel Toll?
He's right next to us.
He's right behind
us. He's right next to us.
What's up?
Jessel. We have Jessel. And honestly, Michael, everyone else here is clearly married. It clearly Harry. Escaped from jail to Harry.
That guy's still in the prison uniform, yeah.
That guy's literally has inmate number 9210222 on his...
Did you see the... Did you see the guy in the corner playing pinball right now who is like, I can actually see through him? I think he's a ghost.
There's a ghost. Yep, there's a ghost over there. And Michael, I don't know if you know, to your right, there's your the ghost of your future son. So we've got ghosts from the past, the future, the current. There's too much going on.
Huh. Yeah, there's like a very cursed place. That's kind of upsetting, but I feel like I'd be traumatized by that situation if I wasn't so focused on the whole Tiffany thing.
Yeah. So Michael, I'm gonna make a big ask here. And by ask I mean tell. But I've got one, two, let me scan the room, three, looking at you, hot little buddy. I've got three people to be a part of the dating show I'm going to put on for Tiffany. Listen, if it's not you, Michael, don't even say no. Michael. If you say no, I'm literally going to have to ask Brad, and that's jailable. That's jailable.
It's your choice. Like
No. It's your choice, Michael. I told you the consequences. It's your choice. Just be a part of it. Maybe you won't win.
Okay, I will say yes if you promise not to use the sack again.
If it puts the self in the game, I will not use the sack again.
Okay. Deal.
Yes. Okay.
Shit.
Okay. enter intro music. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me put my little rock on symbol. Jessel and Jimmy Jumpums, please follow the rock on symbol.
Jimmy or Frankie?
Okay,
Frankie
now,
or
now,
Jimmy?
Oh,
Frankie.
No, it's Frankie. You're right.
Frankie!
Frankie! Okay, now he should follow. Oh, my God. If Jimmy's here, though, he's welcome to join. He's welcome. So here we'll put in a little intro music. Okay, they're here. Thank you so much. All right, Tiffany. Tiffany, come hither. Come hither, Tiff. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm, oh my God, I'm here. I'm right here. Oh my God, hey.
All right, Tiffany, I would like to zoom put up a wall.
Oh my God. Where did you get that wall?
I bought it on QVC. Luckily, one of the other people was actually selling a portable wall. Tiffany, I've invited you to this bar tonight because I have a couple eligible bachelors for you to find you a new husband.
Oh my God.
All right. So,
okay.
So my name, just in case this airs on national TV, like, I don't know. My name is Clara. Tiffany, what's your first, I would like to tell you, you have three eligible bachelors, okay? What is your first question on your journey to true love? One moment. Michael, are you there? Michael?
What? Yeah.
To make it clear, Michael, to make it clear, I only found two eligible bachelors, so you have to be bachelor number three, okay?
Yeah, no, I got that. I'm number three, though.
You're number three. If you don't answer, I will call Kyle. He will cut you, and you will regret everything, okay? Regret everything.
I'm going to commit to this because I agreed to it, and I'm a man of my word, but I feel like Kyle's going to cut me anyway, so, but I mean, let's do this thing.
Tiffany, welcome back.
Welcome
back.
Hey.
All right. So, question number one. Tell me about your perfect first date.
Wait, are you asking me or? Like, I thought I was supposed to ask the question.
Okay. No, good point. It's my first time hosting a game show. Please ask a question.
Okay, bachelor number one, if you were to like bake me a pie, like what pie would it be and why?
All right, bachelor number one, that's you, Jessel.
Yes, it's Jessel. Well, it's nice to meet you, Tiffany. You see, I feel like my voice is a little bit different from before, but that's because I was putting on a voice.
Oh, wow.
But this is my real voice. This is Jessel. Anyway, Tiffany, if I were to bake you a pie, it would be a chocolate pie. Because chocolate is the way to a woman's heart, after all. And it's also cheap to buy the ingredients at the store and to put it together. So that's what kind of pie I would make you, and I would leave it at your doorstep. With a nice note that says, enjoy the pie.
All right, Tiffany. How do you feel about, number one, tricking you into being a different person than you thought, and also buying you a cheap gift?
I feel amazing. Oh, my God. That's just great.
That's great. All right. Bachelor number two, Tiffany, do you want to ask the same question?
Yeah. Oh my God. No, I'm going to ask a different question. I think I got all I needed from that first one. Okay. Bachelor number two. If you could take me on any vacation anywhere, where would it be and why?
Hi, if I could take you on any vacation anywhere and why, I would take you to, the woods in New Hampshire because it's quiet and there's not very many people and because there's a lot of chickadees there.
All right. Oh, thank you, Bachelor Number Two.
I love
two.
Chickadees.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Bachelor Number Two.
Wow.
Oh, my God. He sounds so hot. Oh, my God. Did I just say that loud?
That sounds great. All right, Tiffany, Bachelor Number Three, what kind of question would you like to ask Bachelor Anonymous Bachelor Number Three?
Okay, since I have no idea who's Bachelor Number Three, Bachelor Number Three, if you could buy me any lingerie, what kind of lingerie would you buy me, and how would you take it off me?
I would buy you...
Wait a second.
Would...
Is that Mike?
Nope. No, it's not.
Wait, Mike, that's totally you.
It's not, oh my it's God. Not Mike.
Are you Bachelor Number Three?
I'm not.
Oh my God, that's totally Mike. Mike, oh my God, I know him. He's my neighbor. Oh my God, Bachelor Number Three is Mike. Keep going. I'm
definitely
want to
know. Clara? Not
Mike. Clara, I would like to say, by the way, I'm eating these pub chips. They're so good.
Are you calling
Clara.
Yourself by your own name?
No, I'm talking to you, Tiffany. Tiffany, this is Clara.
Because you just said Clara like four times.
Listen, I've had a couple of Cape Codders, Tiffany, Michael, Clara.
Clearly.
Not,
oh,
okay,
my God.
Brad, listen. I cannot reveal to you the names of the contestants, okay? You'll find out when you pick one, but please... Okay. Please, Kyle, don't think that you know. Okay, I'm going back to the shadows. Bye.
You just said like three different names.
Yeah, she did.
Listen.
Anyway, go ahead. Bachelor number three.
Gotta go.
Bachelor number three, can I change the question? If you could eat any fruit off my body, my scantily clad body, what would it be and why?
It would be a full watermelon because it would give me the most distance.
You would crack that watermelon over my body.
No, it would just be a regular whole watermelon, and I'd probably just eat the rinds and then, like take a nibble off of the watermelon, then leave.
Thank you, Mike. I mean, Bachelor Number Three.
I'm not Mike.
I mean, Bachelor Number Three.
Oh, God.
Wow, thank you. I feel like I learned so much.
Tiffany, that's wow. First round, I feel like maybe you felt something about yourself. I know I felt a lot of things about myself. That's why I was talking clearly to myself verbally. All right, second round of questions. Tiffany, do you have any first impressions on any of these potential bachelors?
Yeah, Bachelor Number Three sounds so hot. Like, I can just tell. So this will be my final last round of questions, round two. Okay, Bachelor Number One, what kind of outdoor activity do you like to do the most?
Well, I like skydiving and jumping out of airplanes. Because it makes me feel alive.
All right.
You know, I like to jump out of them.
Bachelor number two, did you say guy diving?
I'm bachelor number one.
So sorry. Bachelor number one, did you say guy diving?
That's what I heard. I'm bachelor number three, by the way, not Mike.
Bachelor number three.
Guy diving.
Wait, your turn.
Sorry.
I think you guys hear what you want to hear. I said skydiving because it makes me feel alive.
Mm.
I like when my stomach feels like it's in my throat. I would like to take you up on an airplane, Miss Tiffany. And I would like to jump off the airplane with you and me without a parachute. And then we can perish into the ground and die together and spend the rest of our eternity in the afterlife.
Oh my, okay. Wow. A lot to consider there. Thank you very much.
Tiffany, do you want someone who is willing to kill you and themselves?
I mean, like, in a way, it's really romantic and selfless, and I feel like I don't know a lot of selfless people. Like, I know a lot of selfish people, so, like, in a way, I'm a little intrigued by it. But, like, you know, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
All right. All right. Please, another question to batch number two. Was that same question or a different one?
A different one. Yeah. Mm. So bachelor number two, if you were to be a cocktail, what cocktail would you be?
Why? If I was a cocktail, I'd probably be a couple drops of gin, a couple drops of seltzer, a couple drops of lime, and a couple drops of ginger ale, and I think that I would be a perfect mix of acid, salty, sweet, and clear, because that's what my soul looks like, you know? I have moments of problems, moments of needing help, moments of clarity, and moments of regret. And I think that being all of those things, I could offer you a life of simplicity, clarity, and weak opportunity.
All right, Clara, how do you feel about that?
It's Tiffany, and
Sorry, I'm so drunk. Yeah. I'm at the bar. I'm so drunk.
You know, it's okay, girl. I've had a few too many also. It's like, oh my god. I was like, oh my god. I'm interested to hear what bachelor number three has to say about this next question.
All right, looks like a fresh
bachelor number three.
Oh, here we go.
How would you propose to me?
Mm-hmm. Bachelor number three, I think you heard that one from Tiffany, not Clara. I'm very drunk. We've been in this bar for 3 hours looking for the right person, so I fucked up. Go on.
It's been a while.
Mike, how would you propose to me, Mike, bachelor number three?
I'm not Mike, I'm bachelor number three. That's my actual God-given name. I don't believe in marriage.
Okay, but if you did, how would you propose to me? And you can't negate the question, bachelor number three.
I would poop in a box. And
would you give me the poop?
Yes.
And I would take the poop, and I would put it on my mantle.
No, don't take the poop.
And I would light a candle next to it.
No.
And then I would put your picture up there right next to it.
It was supposed to.
Every night at 6 p.m.
Supposed to be unappealing.
I would light the candle.
Why?
And I would recite the poem that I wrote to you. And then I would hope one day that you would fall in love with me the way that I've fallen in love with you.
I mean, I guess I would just do it in a really boring way then.
Bachelor number three, you know what I would do? I would propose to you in Hawaii.
Okay.
I would take you on a trip to Hawaii. It would be a surprise trip.
Well, not
and I
anymore.
Would wait until sunset and would be walking on the beach at sunset. And I would have a pina colada because I know how much you love pina coladas. And I would say, oh, please, will you hold my pina colada? I just need to tie my sandal real quick. And as I was bending over to tie my sandal, I would pull out a ring and I would say, this is the last sunset I want to spend not being your fiancé. Do you accept? And then you would say, oh my god, yeah, I want to be your freaking fiancé so bad. And then we would kiss and make out until the sun rose. That's how I would propose to you, bachelor number three.
All right.
That's a fun story.
Do-do-do-do. Okay, this dating game is over. Now we're at a point where the bachelorette can now pick the answers from her bachelors to decide who she wants to date. I would just like to say a couple words here before this happens. No one is legally bound to pursue anyone. I want everyone to know that their rights as a human being in America are still being qualified, and that there's no stress about servitude. Okay. This has been an issue on the podcast before, so let's just please remember that as we move forward. All right, Tiffany, thank you so much for being our eligible bachelorette. We've had a few comments from the audience about conflicting rights, but if you could choose anyone, contestants 1 through 3, to be your future husband, who would you choose?
I'm gonna choose bachelor number one. Oh my god. Oh shoot. Oh, she found me out. I'm really Russian.
What the?
Wait, what?
You chose bachelor number one?
I chose bachelor number one because I know bachelor number three isn't ready for me on a spiritual level, and that's okay. I'm ready to wait. I'm ready to wait for when he is ready for me. In the meantime, I think I just want, like, somebody fun to hang out with and, like, to do massages and spa days and, like, eat French bread pizza on the couch with while we watch, like, Netflix crime shows. So, bachelor number one. Okay. Listen, I have to tell you, I lied about my identification again. I'm really Russian. Listen, it's a long story.
Wow.
And I'll tell you on our French bread pizza date next time. Oh my god, I can't wait.
So...
Thank you so much for throwing this for me, Clara.
Wow. So, Tiffany, you chose bachelor number one, who was a secret Russian spy. Is that right?
Oh, no. I never said that was a Russian spy. How presumptuous of you to assume
so
that.
So sorry.
No. That was not okay, actually, with me. I actually work at PetSmart. But listen, I'm very insecure about myself. I'm still learning the American customs and the culture, so I'm not too familiar with it. So I try to put on American accent once in a while to just fit in. But I keep forgetting what my voice is, which is why I sound different every time I talk. So I just thought I should come clean before becoming Tiffany's boyfriend.
So...
Thank you so much. Honesty is the best policy.
Before you go, you know, I'm so happy for you two lovebirds, but bachelor number one, is your real name Jessel?
Yes, it's Jessel.
All right.
Jessel Tulson.
Jessel Tulson. Congratulations. Yes. Mike, you're so fucking lucky. That you...
Listen, I'll be back for you, Michael. I will be back for you. I'm listening to everything that you're saying. I will be back
I'm
for
sorry.
You.
I thought she was gone.
It's just now.
I thought she was gone. I'm so sorry.
Tiffany?
No, I'm right here. I'm standing right okay. I'm standing right here. I'm sorry.
Tiffany?
Huh?
I do want to say I really respect the fact that you've done a good job reading my boundaries and respecting them.
Oh, I don't respect them, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, I'm going to go home with Jessel, so I'll see you guys tomorrow. Clara, thanks so much for hooking me up. I'll call you tomorrow and like I'll let you know how tonight goes, okay? Oh my god.
And we'll wrap this up. Do 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 do.
Did you want me to like put music in place of that? I'm probably just gonna keep your little jingle there, if that's okay. Clara? Clara, you're walking away. You're my ride back. Okay, all right. I guess I'll walk. Shit.